Back to the Bones Show online at boneshow.com.
Are you guys ready for some nightmare fuel today? Brain-eating fungus causes the immune system to attack its own neurons.
Oh, great. Oh, so this is something new. Brain-eating fungus.
Wait, I don't have neurons in my brain, so it really don't matter.
I know, but it's a brain-eating fungus.
Where do you get the brain-eating fungus from?
I guess from eating the mushroom Swiss burgers.
Should you be afraid of this? No.
Should you be afraid of the brain-eating fungus? I would say yes.
But I'll tell you some stuff I'm afraid of.
Like the dark? Closets?
I'm afraid of closets in the nighttime because that's where the monsters live.
Yeah, so Jimmy's afraid of the monsters in the closets and heights. That's a bad one. Bridges, when you go over the bridges in the car, that's kind of scary. 14 cents in my bank account, that's kind of scary too. Yeah, that scares me more than the... No, I think the brain-eating fungus, that's pretty damn scary.
Was a new mechanism for fungi to trick the host's immune system and actually end up causing it to attack itself. And a squishy brain is a good meal for a fungi. Now, this research was done in flies.
Well, where do you get the fungi from?
This won't get us, but there are other fungi that can end up in our brain. If you followed me for a while, you may know that Candida auris is one of my greatest fears.
What's a Candida auris?
This thing is spreading across the world. It's had a heavy uptick since 2019.
Is it worse than a brain-eating fungus?
Mostly infects people.
Is it worse than a monsters in a closet?
Who are immunocompromised, but if you get it.
Is it worse than Mexicans?
It's very hard.
I'm afraid of Mexicans.
To get rid of. This is because fungi are very similar to us. They're also eukaryotes.
Hey, I'm a fun guy.
Eukaryotes, we have many of the same systems.
Yeah, he's a real fun guy.
So unlike bacteria, where we can attack things about them that we do not share, there's overlap. So antifungals have the potential to make you very ill. For many, if they have a fungal infection like valley fever that gets into their bones, they're going to have it for the rest of their life. It's going to be maintenance. It is part of you forever.
Oh, then you got to go see the house MD, and then he's got to put you on broad spectrum antibiotics.
You're done.
Me out about Candida auris is how similar it looks to something else. This is white nose bat syndrome. It's a fungal infection that attacks bats.
Hey, I'm not a bat.
Now, bats have a very strange immune system.
Yeah, we're not bats. We're people.
They don't waste time.
People don't get bat disease.
Pathogens. They suppress.
Yeah, unless a bat bites you, and I'm never near a bat, so I'm not worried about that.
They have immunotolerance, so to say. Turns out that's not a great mechanism if you're trying to fight off a fungus, because it will eat you.
You're done.
When it comes to Candida auris, ultimately, it needs to be caught quickly before it ends up...
Well, how do you get Candida auris?
...being septic. Fungus is not something you want in your bloodstream. You don't want anything in your bloodstream, but fungus is one of the things you really don't want.
This broad's never going to tell me.
It can and will end up in your brain. Our brains are pretty well isolated from the rest of our bodies. We are long-lived creatures, and we have brains that have allowed us to survive.
Now I got to know how you get Candida auris. I found it, Jimmy. It's Candida auris. Don't worry about it. All I'm just going to say is you don't have to worry about it, okay?
Breaking news. Donald Trump just announced that the migrants who came into America with a CBP1 app, they thought they were coming in legally with that app. He's going to be using that app to deport people out of America.
Hey, the same app that you use to get in, get off the TikTok and go on that app and take yourself back out.
He's calling this app now the CBP Home app. And he's saying, if a migrant, if you will deport yourself.
Take yourself out.
Fill out this app. Put in your picture, your name, what country you're from, your identification number. Deport yourself out of America. You will be allowed to reapply to come back into America legally. If people do not use this app, they do not deport themselves, and they are caught by ICE, they will never, ever be allowed to come back into America again. So he's given migrants.
So, Jimmy, get on that app.
I'm not illegal. I was born here. My parents were born here. I was born here.
You should go on the app anyway, because President Donald J. Trump might try to deport you.
Deport themselves.
He can't deport me. I'm from here. My parents are here. My grandparents are from here. Your great-great grandparents, I think, came from here. I don't know. I don't know where they came from. But yeah, I've been here a long time, so I don't need no app. The only app that I use every single day is the TikTok app, and that's for this show.
And if you want to come back into America again, to try to fulfill your American dream, if you do it legally, you'll be allowed to come back in. But
yes, so get on that app, put your photo in and your information, and take your ass out of the country and take your ass back home, and then maybe we'll bring you back.
You do not deport yourself. You stay in here.
Yeah, then we'll get you and we'll throw you out and you'll never have a chance to come back. You'll be gone for good.
It catches you and sends you back to your country, you're done. You will never, ever be allowed to come back into America.
Tell him, Balin.
You're done.
Right.
Okay, again. So.
Right, Balin. Tell him again.
You're done. You're done.
This app that the migrants use under the Biden-Harris administration is now being turned around to deport yourself out of the country. Pretty good idea, if you ask me.
That's not a pretty good idea. What are you talking about? It's a fantastic idea. It's the greatest idea I've ever heard in my life. Next.
Five Guys just asked me if I wanted to tip. Mind you, I just came in and got my own food. How much do you think I paid? Okay.
All right, Jamie, this sounds like a good game. How much do you think she paid for the Five Guys?
What did she get?
I got a bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah.
A strawberry milkshake.
Okay.
And fries, right? A little fry. That's what they call them. A little fry that's all over the bottom of my bag.
Okay, Jimmy. So she got a bacon cheeseburger, which I don't know if that's a little cheeseburger or a regular cheeseburger, but she got a bacon cheeseburger, a little fry, and a small milkshake. How much was it?
I'm going to say
$14. $14? That's incredibly high. Who's paying $14 for that?
For $26.
What?
I could have went to the grocery store. I should have went to the grocery store. I'd have had burgers and fries.
For a week.
And milkshakes. Probably all damn week. And they asked me if I wanted to leave a tip.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. All right. Listen to me. Five Guys. The Five Guys. Stop it. That's crazy. It's almost $30 for a hamburger, fries, and a shake. $30. Stop it. Next.
To the truck drivers out there, if you haven't heard, the state of Arkansas has started pulling over truck drivers.
Because they go fast and they pull them over.
Simply asking you a few things, to read a few things, to write a few things. If you don't know how to communicate, there's a big possibility that you will lose your license, pay a fine. And I believe this is basically, they're cracking down on this whole thing with the visas. You know, obviously there's a lot of foreigners.
About MasterCard.
Driving trucks and a lot of them.
No, he's talking about green cards.
From what I understand.
I know.
Got their license in, I believe, in different languages or something like that, which is, I don't understand. How do you get your CDL if you don't know how to read and write? But these things.
Yeah, as long as you drive a truck, fine, I'm good.
The cracks. But this is a game changer in the trucking industry, because obviously you understand that the fatalities and accidents that happen basically sometimes happen for you not simply knowing how to read a sign, right? So this might change the outlook of the industry completely. Obviously, this is, I think they're kind of gearing towards the.
Yeah, but it's Arkansas. Nobody goes to Arkansas.
These visas.
Just go around Arkansas.
The H-2B visas, the B-1 visas, or whatever they are.
Where the hell's Arkansas?
That's why I call Arkansas, because it looks like Arkansas.
In the United States, and you don't know how to read or write, this could literally change, because this could spread to different states where states start.
Yeah, it's just in Arkansas. They're
simply pulling you over and ask you to read and write a few things. And if you don't know how to do that,
I think they should do that to everybody. Either, anybody driving any car.
Understand how to read and write, or you might just lose that CDL completely. But this is a game changer.
I'm fine with pulling everybody over and asking that same thing. Read this. See, spot, run. Spot, run, spot. Spot, jump high. As long as you can do that, you can go on next. See, I think we should do that. To everybody in every state, even Arkansas.